Hi guys, Afia here. I'm so sorry that it's been so long. I've been caught up with so many things and I just don't want to give any excuse, but I am very, very sorry. And another apology, because there might be some disturbances from the background. I'm sorry, that's all. So let's get into today's video. I'm sorry. Let's get into today's podcast. Alright. So, today's topic is something that is relatable to many people, including myself. I'm gonna be very honest, including myself. I don't wanna, like, specify whether it's, like, current or old experience, but it is definitely one of the experiences that I've had in life. Let's talk about long distance relationships. So, you know, most of the times I am often asked this question as to, like, you know, my friends always ask me, is it okay to have a long distance relationship? You know, how do I know that it's worth it? Because there's so many issues that we have, this and that. And being a very understanding person myself, I always suggest people to, like, think before doing long distance relationships, because it's a very sensitive experience. It's a very vulnerable experience, I would say, of one's life. It can go wrong at any certain point. Even if you have done nothing wrong, the circumstances are just cruel. So anything can happen. So I just suggest people to, you know, if you do know the other person, like, since a very long time, and you think that it's worth it, go for it. Of course, if you love that person, then there's no question. But if it's like you are gonna try or something, I'm like, I don't know. It just comes with too many risks and challenges, and it's not healthy. So, like, I am always asked whether, you know, what is the worst part of long distance relationships, and whether it's just from one person or both the person, like, who is at fault, how to mend things, what to do. And, you know, when I think about it, I never actually had an answer until recently, when now I'm actually reflecting upon my experiences. First of all, the problem is communication and not the distance itself. I feel like when you are in a relationship with someone and that person is in physical contact with you, like in physical proximity, communication is like 100 times easier with words, expressions, body languages, environment, and so much more. But with long distance, you just don't have these stimuli. You just don't. There is no physical proximity. So it just gets like 100 times harder to express yourself. Which is why communication is so important. You literally have to make sure, not just the fact that you are saying things correctly, but also that the other person is hearing what you intend to say in the right way, which is so difficult, I know, but man, it comes with a lot of challenges. Another issue that, you know, people have is, like, one of the two person can have the best day of their lives and the other one can have the shittiest day of their life, and it's just too hard to accept that, you know, knowing that I've had a miserable day and that person is just okay, and on top of that the other person is having a great night, having fun, partying, when I'm like drowning in misery. It's just sad. And let me tell you, it's not like it's not the other person's fault that they're having a great time. It's just distance sucks. The other person cannot just sacrifice their good time, you know, because let's not judge them, first of all, because we don't know after how many long hard days that they have receive that good day. So let's not say that, you know, they should sacrifice and, you know, they should be there for this person. No, not sacrifice, but definitely be there for this person, because this person needs empathy and support. Now, on the other hand, when that person is having a good time, you know, the person who's not having a good time is also not supposed to bring that other person down with you, because that is just being selfish. You are having a bad day and you cannot cheer yourself up, or maybe the other person is not being able to support you, but you could be a better person. Now, you could let the other person have their day and then talk to them about it the next day, or maybe some days after, when, you know, that person is in a normal mindset, when that person can support you. So it is a very difficult task. It is, however, achievable, but only when you guys are genuinely in love and, you know, you guys know each other's worth. Because if it's very new, or someone that you don't know much about, you will not go to that extent to wait for that person's time to understand you, to make sure that, you know, you receive your empathy a little late, but know that, you know, that the other person at least cares. It's difficult. Long distance is like very, very, very difficult, man. I really don't understand how people do it, and how long should people do it for? Because after a certain point of time, you know, you just close up. It's like, how am I gonna talk to the other person when I know that their experiences are just completely opposite to mine? How am I supposed to talk? You just stop sharing with each other, and then you realize one day that, wow, I just don't have anything to say, because I don't want to make the other person fall in trap with the shits that I am going through. It's just nature, it's just human nature, that we don't want to pull down someone else, and because of that we just don't share anything. I mean, you need to, it's important that you do, but there is support, like there should be a healthy line. You know, your sharing should not be suffocating. Your sharing should not make the other person feel like they did a bad thing or something. It needs to be from a very light-hearted space. And, you know, both the people are equally responsible for each other. You know, the person who's leaving, most of the times, you know, people who leave are the ones who expect more from the people whom they've left behind, which is so wrong, like in so many levels. I mean, you have left that environment where you made those relationships, and how did you do that? By putting in so much of efforts. And then now that you're leaving, you just want them to be there for you no matter what. I mean, they are gonna be there, but you need to put in efforts too, man. Even though you're out, you need to put in your efforts. Otherwise, how are they gonna treat you the same way? And then you're gonna complain later that, oh my god, no, everything has changed. Yeah, it did, because you didn't put in the efforts that you used to. So that person needs to know that it's his responsibility is not ending with the people who he has left here. So be more empathetic, be more supportive, be more involved, and try is the most important thing. Now, the person who is left, like the people who are not leaving, who are there, you also need to like be very supportive to the person who has left, man. Because that person, like, what did that person do? They took themselves out of that lovely, comfortable environment and put themselves out into a very different space. So you need to make sure that even though that you cannot change the space, but at least you can put in your good energy into that person's heart and, you know, be there in spirits for them. And it's not bullshit. You can try. Whenever that person is talking to you, don't make them feel that, oh, you're talking to me after so many days. No, that person had something, man. They were genuinely busy, or they have new routines, they have a new life altogether. Can you not be more supportive? Can you not just let things go once or twice? And talk to them about what is happening here. You know, most of the times I've seen that people will say that, oh, I cannot tell the people who have left about their friends and family that they're going through a hard time, because obviously, you know, we don't want to trouble them. I mean, I get it, but it's not right to just not tell them. What if they come to know about it from someone else? How would they feel? You need to tell them in a proper, healthy way where they feel that, yeah, I'm involved, I'm there. You don't have to make it suffocative or too burdensome, but you need to keep this communication open. Otherwise, after some time, which most of the times happen, is that you will have nothing to talk about, and then there's gonna be no communication, therefore no relationship. Be it with anyone, guys, anyone. Mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, lover, anyone. So it's hard. Long distance is genuinely hard, but I just want you to know that if the other person is really too precious for you, then you're gonna have to put in your best foot forward. There are gonna be times when you need to forgive someone without receiving an apology. And another thing that is absolutely very, very important, and I need to mention this here, is that your expectations of the other person is not wrong. You're not doing anything bad. You are meant to expect from the person you love. So don't think that, oh, I just wanted that person to be there, just to listen to me, to support me. You deserve it. You deserve that person's time. For whatever reason that person did not give, that comes later. But you deserve it, man. So please do not beat yourself up that, oh, I couldn't be more understanding. No, you were. You did as best as you could, and then the other person just couldn't turn up in time. So, you know, take care of yourself, because you're gonna have all the time in the world now that they're not there. You need to know how to love yourself, to take care of yourself, to heal yourself by yourself. And only then you can fill up with various spaces in your life with other people. First, the biggest chunk in your heart needs to be filled with self-love and self-healing. That's very important when you're doing long distance relationships, or any relationship in that matter. It's very important, guys. I really, really hope that, you know, you could just get some clarity and understand that it's not just one person's doing, it's both of y'all, and it needs to be mended by both of y'all. It's not that it cannot be mended, it's not that it's not unachievable. It is fixable, like quite literally. And you know what is at stake? Whether you are really that precious to the other person or not, that is at stake. If you are, you're gonna do it, and they're gonna do it for you. So it genuinely like tests love, because there are millions of people who are doing long distance relationships and they're doing okay. So just take care of yourself and take care of the other person as much, as best as you can. And may God be with you. So guys, I hope today's episode was great. Hope you all could connect, reflect, and think about things. It was just another midnight thought that I have had, and it was just, you know, pent up inside, and I just wanted to talk about it, because there are so many people around me who are going through these traumas, like traumatic experiences with long distance relationships. So just do what makes you happy and what can keep you healthy, both in spirits, at heart, physically, and in any ways possible. Take care of self, and I love you all so much, and I really, really hope and pray that, you know, I can be more consistent with my episodes. And just let me know if you have any specific topic that you want to talk to me, or, you know, you want me to talk about. Just email me. My email is afiakhan125@gmail.com. That is afiakhan125@gmail.com, and I'll get in touch. So see you soon. Bye bye. Good night, or good morning, or just have a good day. Take care. Bye bye.